We're continuing our Shu'ulim on Otzot Chaim. We're on Sha'atik Perek Dalit, starting a new Perek. We're continuing with the Sfeikus of building Atik, the new parts of Atik, which we're building now. So we saw various Sfeikus in the Perek Aleph, Perek Gimel, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel. Now we're going to go more to depth, more be'ilun into these parakim to find exactly what are the sveikas. He's going to define it, the macho. The Arizal are going to define it a bit more for us. Okay, it's a longish parak. I don't think we'll finish it, but in Hashem, we'll try to get as far as possible. Hashem. Okay, so let's start reading. V'acha shebe'alnu, ha-sveikas b'derech cholos. We explain in a general manner, says the Arizal, the sfeikas that we have in the Reisha, in all of Atik, but in this paragraph we're actually going to focus on the Reisha Liza, Reisha Datik. In the Zohar it's called Reisha Deloit Yodin. We don't know about it.
Reisha?
Reisha Deloit Yodin. We don't know, it's Deloit Yodin. Yediyah, there's no Yediyah B'chla. There's no Yediyah.
Which words do you use?
Aleph, Yud, Dalet, Ayin. Right? There's no Yediyah whatsoever. There's no Yediyah whatsoever to understand Bechlal, this Reisha the Atik. Now, we're going to be talking concentrating just on the Chavah, just on the first three spheres of Keter, Chochmah, and Bina of Atik. Yeah. Okay. Now we're explaining the problem. Right? We spoke about the various auras which are going into Atik. They're coming both from the Ma side and they're coming from the Ben side. Im yesh or there's a shaila whether the or now we can split the or into four different parts. There's the or penimi or makiv, the imyesh or beachol or panim. There's an ach and panim to it. There's a penimi or makiv to it. We spoke a little bit about that last perek. And to add to the sfeikas as well, we have sfeikas noflos and noflos be'in and akelim. Also sfeikas by the kelim. How are the kelim the atik made? Who, im hu bechines ach levad, u bechines panim levad, o shneim yachad. We'll see. There's going to be ben. Primarily, we're focusing on the suffix that we have in ben. Ben is going to be building up not only the oiras of Atik, or panimi or makiv, also the kelim of Atik. How do you build up the kelim of Atik? So sometimes it's going to bring up some. All, which is described as the kelim, the ponim of the kelim, or something, the achoraim of the kelim, the back of the kelim, or the front of the kelim, doesn't mean front or back, it's actually less or more or, but we call it achoponim for that reason. So those are the two, those are the sfeikas we're going to have, sayin or and sayin kelim. Now, Gam tzach sheteida ki bechinas akeli toloi kefi bechinas orot. Right? These are just like domes you're going to give us for right now. Yes, it's now it's shavi b'shavi. Shavi b'shavi. Whatever the bechinas, ki bechinas akeli toloi kefi bechinas or. Why? Ki im ha'orot rabim tzarech gam akelim yishiyu gedolim. If you have a lot of or, that automatically means you have to have a bigger keli. A bigger keli. Otherwise, the keli will crack. It's too much oil. Gamzor shakelim yugidorim. Ki kol ika atikun hu hagdolas akeli vasohu asosu bebechinas paltsuf. Vasosu bebechinas paltsuf. Kedeshi mayet o'or v'idrache v'akeli v'yochal lesov. That's a very, very important line that Ariza. I actually underlined it in mine. Because he says, Taki, the yisoid is of the tikkun. The yisoid of the tikkun is to make patsufim. This is what I've been telling you many, many times over there. Domashil, and this is where we get it from. that the Yisori of the difference between Torah and Tikkun is the Asiyas Partsuf. And what's the big mile of Asiyas Partsuf? Kedei she mayat all, in order to be mayat all, in order to attack the Tachtoinim, should be able to nene. So, Kozman, you have the Bechinas of the Esa Sphiris coming from the Anai and the Ak. The only Sphiris. And that's why each one broke one after the other. They weren't the Kalim, weren't the Rochav, they weren't wide enough in order to make the all. It's only when you work in conjunction with the Esses, Sphiris B'yachad, which is called Paltzuf, that is able to memaid the all in order that Tachtonim should be able to be Nene. Kedishi might the all, V'yidirachev HaKalim Yochol Esoflo. The Kalim just gets wider, wider, wider as soon as you join up these 10 Spheres, and that's able to memaid the all. Baita V'hine. Mebichinas ben lo lakach ati kelim, rak mechamisha harishoynes veketed ben. We know that when Atik was formed, what did he do? Kilu, he took a little bit of the, he took the kesed, the kesed dema, and also he took the five rishonin kesed ben. Right, this picture of it. I think this is. It's a broken picture with all the things over here. So what do we see over here? That what? In order to make the keser, well, we had the keser dema, and he took the five first kesorim of keser to make this keser. Right?
It's not on here.
It's on there as well, but this is clear. Okay, so that's what he took. Now, of course that wasn't enough. Therefore, what did he do? He took more kelim. He took the gar, the chokhmah, he took the dar, the bina, and he took the zayin sorim of the zayin tachton, the zat. Says the Arizal, ולכן כמו שלוקח אורס אחרים משאר ספירות דשן בן, like I just said, כן צר של לוקח כלים אחרים משאר ספיר של שלבן. So all as well, Atik has to build up three levels. We'll call them two for now. Three levels. Atik has to build up three levels. He has to build up his all department, and Atik has to build up his keli department. So in the same way, the all department, you see that Atik took from various places in Ben, he took again. He took the five Rishonim of Kesi. He took the Gimel Rishonim of Abba and the Dal Rishonim of Bina and the Zayin Ketorim of Zayin Tachtoinim. Also, when Ati comes to make its own keli, it's also going to have to take from different places. Okay. V'gam tzorich sheteida hakdama acheres, v'hu ki ei efshar li'tavet b'chinas kelim ela al yedei hakos o penim o makiv. ומשם נעשה בחינס קלי ומתולדוס הכה ההיא וזוכה הקדום הזו. This we've seen maybe two times already. We've seen in the Otos Chaim, it's mentioned that how do you make the keli? It's not as simple as we're saying that you just take a little bit of the bent keli and you apply it to the attic and that makes the attic keli. No, but rather the way you make a keli is by a zivuk. And that's where the Lashem explains that Ka is always a zivug between the Zohar and the Keva. So what does zivug have to do with Asiyas Keli? So the Lashem explained many dapim at the beginning of the Otos Chaim that the Yesod of Ka to make a Keli is pshat is that there's always an old dak and there's an old gas. They come together. They're all one part, and the Ka is they start rubbing and start hitting each other. That releases the old dak shabo from the old gas, and the old gas becomes more megash and therefore becomes a keli. That's what it explains. In order not to have steels in other places of Etzheim. Okay, so therefore, what we're going to see over here is a similar principle. We're going to see take in all, as we said, there's two bechinas of all. There's all penimin, there's all makif. And these two oiras, the all penim or makif, are going to have to bang into each other. And through that, that's called the zivug, and that's going to release what's called, that's going to create what's called a keli.
Why is they banging to you?
I told you, because they have to release the chalokim, which needs, there's nothing new. There's nothing new being created. When I say created, it doesn't mean yesh me'ayin. It's all there, except it has to be released. So they have to bang into it, release the chalakim of the
Morgan. What do you mean it's not the mikra?
No, listen. The chalakim of the kingdom are already there, nichlal in these oils. Okay? More in the or. Well, so both of them actually. So you're going to have to release them. So you have to bang into them. That's going to release the chili gas shabo, and from that it's going to create the keli. The or gas shabo creates the keli, but you're going to have to release it from there. You need a maisa batosha to do that maisa. Okay, let's go back.
Like the magnets, you go to the plus and the minus.
Yeah,
so the TV they go to.
Yeah, it's part of the system that they bang. That's why.
What do you mean part of the system? The Eglise says we want to make
it. It's much more often if they happen to do so rather than shut them.
No. I'm banging two things together. I didn't happen. I'm taking two things banging together. Right. The Nazca Levi's fake is now. Okay, that was the.
Oh, you turn left, turn right.
Now that was all the easy part. Now let's get a little bit in the deep end now. It's like this. Now we're going to explain the first three sheyesh shalosh rishonos. Natzli varis fakes sheyesh b'shalosh rishonos. We're going to describe now the three.
No, it comes to that. They would be completely opposite.
It's alright. I see that. Now, it's not the first time we showed a chart on the screen.
It was never like this.
Yeah. Now, what we're going to see, we're going to talk about, like I said, we're talking about Atik. Atik needs 10 spheres. Maskim? Okay. Forget Baruch Hashem, at least we're not going to talk about the Zayin Techtonim straight away. We're only going to talk about three spheres, only three. Keser, Chochma, Bina. That's it, about Atik. Forget the Zayin Techtonim. Okay? That's what he means over here. Natzri Levar, Sveikh Shiyesh, Beshlosh Rishon, which is the Keser, Chochma, Bina of Atik. Shem Nikorim Reisha the Attic. It's called Reisha the Attic. And as well, like I told you, Reisha the Low is Yoda. Is Yoda. Vihine Kvon is Bayer, Shasfekas is Chalko Lishne Bechinas. Bechina Rishoina he. Now his language is Azor. There's two Matsovim, put it this way, in English language. There's two Matsovim. Two Matsovim. In the first matzav, we're going to find there's two sfekas. In the first matzav, possible matzav. In the second matzav, we're going to find there's three sfekas. So in his language, it's bechina rishoina, that's the first matzav. We're going to find two sfekas. In the second matzav, bechina shnia, as we'll see soon, three sfekas. Sachako will have five sfekas. Five sfekas. Okay? So in the first matzav, bechina rishoina, he. Im lo barak o penim levad shel ben, v'nase o makiv lo o penim dema. Meaning like this, that mi ben, we know we get oils from the ben side. We know we get oil from the ben side. Now, there's two. We said we can, there's two types of oil. We can get oil penim and oil makiv. What are you getting from the ben side? On this matzav, this tzad is that we're only getting the oil penim. Okay, so next two sfeikas that we're going to speak about, remember this, that we're going bechina rishonin means only the penimius of ben or penimia ben is coming out, not the omakiv. Okay, so equate again, I'll repeat, bechina rishonin, the first matzav we're speaking about is a case where only the all penimia of ben is coming out and not the omakiv. Above us, the all penimia will become a makiv. Will become a makif. Why is that? Because we said last time, because the etzim ben is really a sag. It's a bigger bechina than ma. And vibal, it's a bigger bechina than hagam, that ma is coming to mesak in ben. But vibal, that the ben itself is a sag, it becomes a makif to the ma. It's a bit of tatu de satri, but that's what the Ariza says. Right, the vihine. Bechina zu yesh shtei chalukos. Shtei chalukos. There's going to be two sfeikas here. If no masha o penimid the kesed the ben who levad nasim makif ele kesed the she kesed the ma asher hu penimi, that means that what do we have here? We have an o penimid the ben, and it which becomes a makif as I told you. And what is it makif to? Is makif to the kesed the ma shu penimi, shu asher hu penimi, That's taki, that was the mitzvahs. Again, this is all sveikas. The first suffix of the first bechina. Vaday shemaspikim oros elu, right? Which is the har deben, the har deben lekol harosh. That is not only going to be enough. I'll show you again from this picture. It's not only going to be enough. Remember, these five bechinas over here are going to make the keser of this, right? The keser of ma, keser, it's called keser, the keser de ma. It's going to make the keser the atid. And now, to be mashlim, again, the tikkun is always have masculine and feminine. So the feminine chedek is he took five ksorim. These five ksorim here are all panimi. But since this ben is actually a, or sag, it actually becomes an or makif to this, keser de keser. So this will be the or panimi, and this will be the or makif, and this will be the or makif. If that's takem emes, zokter, this is not only going to be able to be or makif to this, or be or makif to this, and this, the chokhma and the bina. Because there's five here, and that's only one. Right. So I see it again. Vaday shemaspikim os elu lekol arosh, which is the kachav, the atik. I don't know which is the different gears. Is afilu yeshbo kachav shel kesed de ma b'rosh ze im kol ze yaspik lo nusach achrino ki kva hayu lo kachav de kesed de ma b'rosh ze obitze yaspik lo. Because we know what came, right? Get back to this chart. We know what came. We had the keser came the ma, and we had the chokhmah the keser came, and we also the bina the keser came. See the way it came. Of a zoi, it makes sense. So you have three bechinas here, and you have five here. So it makes sense that this how would be a or market for this or market for this or make this, all three bechinas. You can ask the kasha for ked now. Now, why is it now? Is it, remember, we have to be mashmi, the all mashve, the all panimi, and the all makif together. They have to be shove b'shove. But here it's not shove b'shove, because here you have five against three. Five the ben, and only three the ma. All right, he says, ki hari b'chines makif shelo, eino elo b'chines penimius the kes of the ben. Now he's going, he's flipping the side again. He says, why I told you, why it becomes an o makif, because it's be'etzim, the ben is a sag. That's why it becomes an o makif. Mitzat achir, it's not such a stark a sag, not such a stark a makif, it's only a ben dik a makif, and all of a sudden the five connected three is shabbi b'shabbi. Because it's not such a stark a makif. It's a ben, sof kosof. In came lo ye o penimi godol. Some have a different gears here as well. Lo ye o go o makiv god mo penimi. That means that the o makiv that we tie it's five against three won't be bigger than the o penimi, because it's only a ben makiv and you have a ma which is the o penimi. The kifize lo hutzchuchu shnei oros de shnei kesorim de chokma vebina de ben la lois vekem bekan. Because we'll see that there's other bechinas. Now let me show you a new chart to understand this a bit better. Here's the new chart. Now let's adjust our eyes here. It works, don't worry about it. It works. I'll see that. Don't worry about it. Okay, now. I'll show you the playback. Okay, now again, this is the exact same chart except I didn't put all ten spheres. So he has again keser, keser de ma. You have keser chokma bina. That's all we're dealing with. Ben as well. You have keser, chokma, and bina. Right? Now, keser. What happened over here? The ben. Atik took the five rishon. Keser, chokma, bina. And the Perek Elyon, the Tiferes.
What?
Perek Elyon, the Tiferes. There's three Chalakim of Tiferes, and this is Perek Elyon, the Tiferes. Okay, so that's five and a bit. Now, what did that do? That made all Makif for all three Bechinas. Let me show you. Let me show my pen. So the first all Makif was over here, of Atik. The next Atik, the next was over here. Actually, it's called the Ha'orim. And the next one's over here. The orgas of the Ben made the makif up for the Bina, for the Chochma, and also for the Kesed. Let me just explain to you this picture, maybe. Atik, again, we have three bechinas that we have to fix up in Atik. We need an or makif, an or panimi, and a keli. In each one, each sphere, in the keser, we need all three. And chokhmah also need an or panimi, or makif, or keli. In bina, we also need three bechinas, or makif, or panimi, or keli. Shaila is, where do they get these three bechinas in every sphere? And that as well, but we're not interested in that right now. So keser, which is always or panim, gives or panimi, that's posher, it always gives or panimi. Mitzad acha, I also need a ben to be mashve. So that's all the sfeikas. You're starting to see a little bit of the sfeikas coming out now. So this vibat is a sag be'etzim. A ben is a sag. So it gives a higher bechin of all makif. So here's the first one. Here's the second. Here's the third. Because there's five bechinas here and there's only three. So five against three is alright because it's be'etzim, it's only a ben. Right? So, yeah? Okay, so far so good. And the last line, what he says now, is that these kesoriums, you have Chochmah and Bina. This is a big shaila. This keser and this keser is a huge shaila. Where is it going to go? Is it needed or is it not needed?
What's that and that?
This is the keser, the Chochmah, and this is the keser, the Bina. Because Bina, in Bina, you have 10 spheres, right? So I just wrote keser, Bina, because the Ga was taken by Atik. I think I made a mistake here. Zgar Dash, and I'll be here. Chesed as well. Okay, sorry. Put this on pause. So it's also Chesed. So he took Dal of Bina, and Gal of Chochmah. Okay, this is what Atik took. Now, we're not interested in these last Bechinas over here. We're interested only in these two Bechinas, the Chesed of Chochmah and the Chesed of Bina. Do we use them or do we not use them? Zokterav, in this bechin over here, we won't need them to make the or makif, because we have enough makifim over here. So this, the kest of the chokhmah and the kest of the bina, is not needed to make the makifim, because again, it's being done by other bechinas. Right, so the last line, just read the last line. The kiti zeh lo hutzchuch shnei orgas de shnei kesorim de chokh mebina de ben lalas become, because already the har that was enough to make the oma kifim of keser chokh mebina of ben. Let's go right. Aval bechinas achoraim shel kelim. That's all the inyan of the or. That's all the inyan of the or. But now let's discuss about the kelim of this chokhma bina, the kesorim, the chokhma bina, the ben. Right? Taka they olu bechokhma the ben, the keser, the ma. They taka went out. Lifi, let me just show you on the triangle. So the oilus shabo of this keser, because in this bechin over here, I don't want to put too much information here, but in this keser you can mechalek all these bechinas. In Or and Keli. Or and Keli. The Or would be an Or Makif or Panimi, and the Keli would be Panim Ach of the Keli.
Well, so let's try. Where are these all? This all inside the Keser?
Keser.
Inside each Keser, there's Or Makif or Panimi.
In all the Bechinas. In every single sphere. I'm just concentrating now on these two Kesorim. The Keser of Chochmah and the Keser of Bina. In the Keser, in these Kesorim, we have an Or Panimi or Makif, an Or and a Keli Panim, and a Keli. The Ach of the Panim and the Panim of the Panim of the Keli, right? Two Bechinas in all and two Bechinas in Keli. So we spoke about the Oilers, we don't need them to meet the Makifim. But what about the Kelim Shabu? Zog the Rav, I will still need the Achoraim, this is called Keli Achoraim, to make these Keli. The Keli of the Chochmah and the Keli of the Bina. That will come for the Kisrei, what he calls the Chub de Ben, the Kesorim of the Chochma Bina of Ben. And he explained why is that. It's not haphazard. There's a cheshbon here. Why this is going over here. אבל בחינס החוריים של כלי שלהם, which is the חוב חוג, sorry, is the כיסחי חוב דבן, כיסחי, the כסורים of חוכמה בינה דבן, right? עלו בחוכמה בינה דקסד דמה. Obviously, on the bechina of the keli. Lefish ein kan chokma v'bina dema shum keli klal kenizkele. Because such a high bechina, it's kulo upon him. Shekasher lo yesh o penimi v'o makif lahakos ze v'ze. Because again, to make a keli, you need an o penimi, and also you need an o makif. Einu noilad mishave bechinas keli. Because what came out, let me just show you again, what came out from here? Only the Or Panimi. In order to make Keli, what did we say? The Klal is, you need an Or Panimi and an Or Makif. And through the Batosh of the Or Panimi, Or Makif, then you would make a Keli. You would make a Keli, but you don't have that situation here. So you're going to have to make a Keli somehow here. You're going to have to make some Keli somehow. So how is that going to happen? That's going to happen, but the fact that you have now these kisre, the chub, the ben, which are going to come to help out.
But we said that we have the bina v'chesed, the we said that mentioned this.
We have the omakiv, right?
And we have the opinion as well.
Yeah.
So the kli should be built with the batasha of those two.
Okay, very good. Okay, let's read on. He says this. He said the reason why that cannot be for two different reasons. Shekasher lo yesh o penive o makiv lahakot ze beze. Eino nolad mehave mishave bechinas keli. Vikan afal pi she yesh bechinas makiv de ben o penive de mal. Mam mishir kasher. Ade ze makiv ze eino bechinas o makiv. Ela penimi shiyas na shenase makiv ela kesed the penimi the ben. Remember, because I'll explain. Because the makiv that we have from ben is not an emistik and makiv. It's not an emistik and makiv. So what do you have, ben? So you only have two or penimi. One from ma and one from ben. Ve'en yochel ohotzi keli mema. Lechein hutzru chlalos oisam achoraim shalikasorim dochokma bina de ben. Aval or shalahem. That means the orders of the kisre chokma bina de ben lo alum etam. No, because they weren't needed bechlam.
They might say if you would have used them to create.
You don't need such strong orders. You can even use the chokma of the kelim. That's genug showing to make the kelim of these high bechinas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And there's a different reason as well. The klal is to do a batosha between two orders. Or penim or makiv, they have to be from the same bechina, shel ma, or shel ben. But you can't use an or makiv of one and an or penim of the other one. So that's the second reason.
What do we do here for the kli? Well, here there is no batasha between the makiv and the or penim at the beginning, at the first one.
What? We haven't spoken about this yet. How this comes about?
I see. Here's what it's the kli is. Okay.
We haven't spoken about it. But it's not done because of this and this. You can't have two opposites, Ma and Ben, having a batosh. It doesn't work. A batosh has to be within Ma or within Ben. Yeah. And therefore, he says as follows. Vini, a simon, to remember this, he gives you a little, very nice simon. Shel ha-safek hu, aleph gim, ag. Now, every simon, he's going to give us five simonim. Now, three letters. The first letter always represents the Or Makif. Second letter represents the Or Panimi. And the third letter represents the Keli. So just remember that for the next five simonim. Again, he's going to give us five simonim for the next five sfekas. Three letters for every suffix. The first letter of the suffix represents the Or Makif. Second letter will represent the Or Panimi. And the third letter will represent the Keli Shabbat. He's going to tell you how many makifim, how many penimim, and how many kelim are in that particular suffix. So he says, "Hine suffix simon ze shel suffixu aleph gimel aga pirush echad." So therefore, that's one or makif. Let me just on this chart. Let's see it inside. Or makif. Where's the or makif? Oh, here's the or makif. I only have one or makif, which is coming with tzad ben. What else do I have? Echad or penimi. I have one or penimi. That's number two. That's represented. I put numbers here. 1, 2, and 3. This represents the or makif, or penimi, and or keli. So 1 represents the or makif. 2 represents the or penimi. I have one of those. And 3 keli. So I have number 3. Where's number 3? Here's a keli. Here's a keli, and here's a keli.
But no sense. So why you don't?
Well, 3 keli.
Yeah, on Syrian kedach
umabita. Keser, I have a keli which was made from the tzad ben. I also have a keli which is made from the keser of the chokma, which for the chokma of atik. And the bina of the atik, its keli was made through the bina, the keser of the bina of the atik.
You got three opinimi as well,
right?
You got three opinimi as well.
Yeah.
So why do we say aleph? Why not agag?
Yeah, that's a good question. Seems to be that since it's the I've asked myself the same question. I haven't seen anybody speak about it. Why is he counting like this? One penimi, one or makif. The emes is three or makifim. There's three or makifim, right? There's 1, 2, and 3. He only counts one. Or penimi also is consistent. The only shot, why is he counting three kalim? That should be your question.
Well, I think there's only one makif.
No, there's all makifim for each one. There's a ha'ora. The ha'ora for each one of them. You said that.
Because we said last week, we said that with the Herishonois, we use them only for Keter, the Atik, not for Chochmah Bina.
But that's what he said at the beginning. Look, let's start again. He said, Mamish at the beginning, he said, the one. הנה בבחין הזו יש שתי חלוקות אם נאו משהו או פנימי כסד בן הוא לבד נעשי מקיב של כסד מה אשר פנימי עם תום ואם נאו משהו כך הוא ועד המספיק עם לאות אלו לכל הראש בעתיד the or makif will be for the כל הראש כי כבר יש בו כך בד there's always כחב if there's always כחב here there's also going to be כחב here there's going to be זולם וזול Yaspik, and there has to be.
Yeah,
right. So he doesn't count the three because they're all very similar. Or Makif, or Makif, or Makif, or Penim. The only catch is why Dafka Nais Ka. If anything, it should be two because this is the same as that. These two are the same, and that should be two. Not Shidah Khaj, but whatever. Okay. I hear. Okay, so let's continue. So that is Boch Hashem. That's the first suffix. Another four to go. Right. Suffix Shay. Suffix sheni hu im ne mashi gam again we're still in bechina rishona. And bechina rishona tells us what the all only what came out of Ben. Remember, all this fake is always in Ben. The ma is poshul. That's already one eliminated. So what do we have here? We have a suffix in Ben. But one thing's for sure: in the bechina rishona, the first matzav, the all panimi of Ben zicha came out, and the all makiv did not come out. So that's where we're holding. At least now we know that's for Vadai. Aletzad, right? It's only Aletzad. Savak Sheni Hu, in Ne'emar, Gamken, Haya Makif de Ben. Makif de Ma. Now, the only Bechina we're adding over here is that now there's going to be a Makif de Ma. Venim Tze'ata, O Penimi Echad de Ma. There's going to be one O Penimi, and two Oilus Makifim. Echad de Ma. Vo'od O Penimi de Ma. She'nase Makif Shelema. Therefore, you have two makifim, one from Ben, one. Well, let's start the other way around. One or penimi shelma, and then two makifim, one shelma, and also one shel Ben. It's really a penimi, which is nasi makif. Now we have a little problem now because now we know that always the or makif and the or penimi has to be the same. Of a Zoe, what are we going to do over here? We only have one penimi and two makifim. That doesn't shtim. That doesn't go together. Therefore, to be mashiv this, therefore you need two shtei orot, shtei kesorim de chokma bebina de ben lemala be chokma bebina de atik. Alright, here we go again with the kesorim coming to help out because you have two makifim and only one penimi. So they're going to be mashve the all penimi in order to give help to the penimi side, in order to mashve both sides, the all penimi and all makiv. Remember that you can either take the oros chelik of the kesalim or the kelim chalakim. Here we're taking the oros chalakim. And therefore everything is mashve zu le zu. Let's just do one more line and I'll show you the chart on this. V'chein b'chinas achoraim d'shel kelim. I'm also, says the Arizal, I'm going to also take, also what's been taken, is the kelim, the shnei achoraim in this korim of the kisrei chub. The shnei k'sorim d'chokh mabina v'ben. Yalu im chelik ha'orot shalayhem, shigam hein b'chinas achoraim. And that's the rule. Once the oils go up, the kelim will automatically go up. So let me just show you the chart for this. It's over here. So here we go. So it's bechina shnia. It's bechina shnia, which means that yotzer rak makif dema. And we're talking it's a suffix sheni. And what's the remez? The remez would be the simon would be bagad. That's number 1, 2, and 3. Okay. So again, we have the case of Chokhmah Bina, the case of the Ma. And that's partial because it gives. But this time, it gives not only or Penimi, it also gives the or Makiv. Or Penimi, or Makiv, or Penimi, or Makiv, or Mekiv. Once we have an or Penimi, or Makiv, we have a Zivug, remember? We have the Batosha. Once you have or Penimi, that's going to create its Keli. A Zivug, Batosha, Zivug, Batosha means the exact same, it's going to create the Keli now. Zivug of the or Penimi, or Makiv, or Penimi is going to create a Batosha, it's going to create a Keli. Now the tzad ma, what do we have coming out? Says the Rav, we have the or makif. Why do we have an or makif? Because always the sag, which is the ben, is always an or makif klape the tzad ma. So that also that the or penimi of ben is not the or makif for atik. And as well, he said the tak is also we're going to see the keli comes out. He's going to nasi the keli. Now what did he speak about now over here about the achurayim? So here they are. For the two kesorim again of chokhma, they play a key role to be mashvi here. The kes of the chokhma and the kes of the bina, they're used for what? To make the keli. So here it goes. The green is showing that it's making the keli. And so there is a, since the achurayim are going up of the keli, also the achurayim, the oil is also going up. But obviously the oil, so they're going to be mashed with the openimi. So it comes out that we have bagads. One, remember the first bechin is or makif. The second bechin is openimi. Third is keli. So how many or makif do we have? We have one. So we have two. It's base. Two or makif. Where is it? One here. Or makif, nor makif. Three or openimi. That's where number two. He's an orpanimi. He's an orpanimi. And he is an orpanimi. Coming from the Kisrei of Chokhmah and Bina, and also from the Hav. And finally, how many Kelim? We have four Kelim. That's number three in my chart. Here's one Keli. Here's two Keli. Here's three Keli. Here's four Keli.
What do you need two Keli at the first?
Where?
And the Keter.
To make the keli of the chokhmah and the keli of the bina.
No, the top one.
This one? To make the keli of the kesa.
Yeah, but we'll work two.
Well, we need one for tzad ma and one ben, yeah.
And chokhmah may not have the tzad ma.
Yeah, I do. I have the keli, I have the tzad chokhmah and tzad ben. There's a batosha, zivug, or makib or penimi, and that created the keli on that side. So all the all and the keli on both sides are mashve one to the other. Okay, that's what he just finished off saying. That's what he's saying over here. The siman shel zeh, hasafek zeh is bagad. Betzon olama shtei oros makifin gimo oros penimi dalet kelim. As I just show you, shel keli the keli the chokhma the ben. So I shehem keli the kesed the ben, the keli the kesed the ma. Lefi shekva yesh lima or makif or penimi. Asher al yodo mityale, because he's just telling me that there was how did the keli the tzad of ma come about, because you had the keli the chokhma, sorry, the keli the kesed ma, and the keli, the, well, that's both sides. Lefish kvayesh lima or makiv or penimi. To that, asher al yodo migyaled hakeli keniska. There was a batosha that the shnei kelim, the achurayim, the keniska, that makes all the bechinas there bagad. Okay. Now, let's continue discussing this suffix. Now, there's going to be three matzovim. As we saw, these kesorim, the kisre of the Chochma Bina, the Ben, he's going to discuss now three different nechitimses that one of them we saw, and two others we saw, when they pop up, when they don't pop up. Tzarech leida inyan ichad. V'hu ki be'elu asfekas yesh shalosh bechinas be'inyan aliyas ol shel hakesorim of the Chochma Bina, the Ben, the Atik Nizka. There's three times that we mishtativ the kisre chub, the kesorim of the Chochma Bina, right, of the Ben. Three times. Arishon hu im oilim oros shel bechinas ponim levad, which was the case of bagad. No, this is not it. Where's my bagat chart? Here we go. Here's the bagat chart. In the bagat chart, we saw that only the all, im olim orishul bichinus panim levad. Hine az hem is arvim im achokma bina de kesed de ma'asmo. Kivan shegam hem bichinas panim. One second. The reason of him olim oros shel bichinas panim levad shel kesorim dechok mabina deven. No, it's not bagad. No, it's badad. Sorry, it's not this chart at all. Because over here you see, that's what confused me. Here you see all makif and opening. He's talking about a case later on called badad, the suffix called badad, that will see that there's only an or panim mitzad ma. In a case where you have only tzad ma of tzad panim de ma, then you're going to need to meshtativ the Chochma Bina. Okay, we haven't seen the suffix yet. That's what's a bit new. Mitzarvim im Chochma Bina the case of the Ma Atzmo. The Kivan Shegam Hem Bechinas Panim. Okay. Now the second Ichetimsit that you're going to need, the Kisrei Chub de Ben, is Omam im Einam Oilim Rak Bechinas Achuraim Shalehem. As it's also in Badat Sheni. We're going to see there's a Badat Rishon and Badat Sheni, which we haven't seen yet either. As e efsha shid arvo im chokma bina the kesedema, omnama od ma ye bechinas panim, ve elu achoraim olim yiyu bechinas achoraim shel panim aniska dema. So also in that case, I'll repeat it again. In the second ichatimsa, also we'll find keser, the kisa chokma bina to go up, in which case, if it's only the bechinas achoraim, if you only have bechiz achuraim going up, as ef shesh yarvo im chokma bina the kesed dema, because that's all in panim. Omna ma'oz dema ye bechinas panim, ve'el achuraim all in bechiz achuraim shel panim niskal dema. That won't shift. That's why you need the extra help of the kisrei chokma of the bina dema. And the third ichatimsa when you're going to need the kesorim of chub de ben is im hu bechinas shlishi sheolim shneim bechinas panim bechinas achuraim. In a case where ma is going to be male both the panim and achuraim, as panim is arvim emoros de ma, and the achuraim nisharim bechinas achureihem lahem. Aval bechinas ahar, you can add har kesed de ben vaday hu misarvim im kesed de ma. Okay, we haven't actually seen the suffix to appreciate what he says here. Hashem, we'll come back to see these three echetimses exactly when do we mishtamish in the kisre de ben. Vehine shlosha bechinas elu, when do we use this? הנזכורים, כבר נסבר בחין לאחת מהם, בזה, הספק השני, ושני בחין לצח לא היינו, אז יתברו בשני ספקס.
בדד.
And also of בגד. The one we explained already. But I don't want to go into it because it makes things complicated. Okay, let's go weiter. Now all that was Bechina Rishoina. All Bechina, right? That's a Matzav Rishon that we know the Makif of Ben did not come out. Especially whether the Makif of Ma came out or not. Now, in the second Bechina, it's a completely new Matzav. Yesh bo shlosh sfeikas, we're going to have three sfeikas in this new Matzav. For who? Ki im ne'ma shebo o penimi ve'o Makif sheshneyem de Ben Gamken. A new Matzav. We have both the o penimi and the more Makif of Ben coming out. Ve'eloem shloshet sfeikas. These are all the three sfeikas. Safek echad im yesh shtei oris makifim. Echad de ben ve'echad de ma. Ve'shnei oris penimim echad de ben ve'echad de ma. Ve'kivi ze ein tzor shiyalu oris de shnei kisorin v'chochma bina de ben. Sh'ari oris penimim hem kol kach rabim kimo makifim. So in this safek, why we haven't seen any suffix whatsoever, because if you have openimi of ma and or makiv of ma coming out, and you have openimi and or makiv of ben coming out, they're both mash for themselves, and Baruch Hashem, everything's good. Omno, so what taki should be the suffix here? Omno begins a kalim. What's going to create the kalim of akna, of atik? Omno begins a kalim who shiso shialu. How are we going to make the kelim? V'atam hu lifi she'en koach bekeli dema likabel or penimi desag. We have a problem here. It's not so poshut that we're saying there's or penimi or makif of man, or penimi or makif the ben, and they're going to be mashed with themselves. Because at the end of the day, this is sag, on the ben side is sag, which is stronger. So it's not balanced. Ki im haya kol or bekeli is shalom. If each one was separate, ma was separate and ben was separate, nicha, no problem. But after, now they're all trying to fit in, both ma and ben are trying to fit in atik, a keli, the ma mekabel or the ma or the ma or the ben, atik is trying to mekabel both of these, or ma or ben, v'chein a keli shel ben mekabel shneihem, v'ein yucholos bekeli the ma lekabel or penimi the ben chusag. Like we said, or penimi on the tzad men, ben, which is actually sag, is going to be too strong for the kelim dema. Lachain, that's why she talks, she gathered like kelim hazeh aledeh. Guess what? The kelim she kiss kesorin the chokhma bina the ben. That's why that he was marked before. That's why in this echetemtze, b'china base, safek rishon, we're going to need again, right, the kesorin the chokhma bina, because the tzad ben, the oiras are too strong for the tzad ma. In ketzor she called bechinas keleim de panim v'de'ach yalu lemala. That means the kesorim de ben, kesorim de chol de chub de ben. We're going to need also the kelim, both of them, the panim de'ach. Aber the oros shalahem yishor lemata. We don't need beguftat. We don't need at kedeach. All four bechinas. Ki ein tzorich b'hem la'alois sham b'rosh keniska le'el. V'siman hu, and the siman for this. Bechina sheni, safek rishon is babu, base vav, pirush, shnei oris makifim, shnei oris penimim, shisha kelim, shehem kelim dema uben, v'shnei panim, v'shnei achurayim, v'shnei kesorim, d'chokhma bina, deben. Don't be afraid, I'll show you in a second what all that is. Here we go. So here's the chart. As we said over here, you're going to have both the panim, the Or Panimi and the Or Makif coming up from Keser, also from Chokhman, also from Bina, Or Panimi or Makif. Gavaltik, so Atik has Bitzad Ma, it's Or Panimi or Makif also. Also on the Tzad Ben, you also have these two Bechinas, you'll have the Or Panimi and Or Makif. Where is it? Bechina, no, sorry, I got the wrong one, that's my Babel here, oh, Hashem. You're going to have, again, same thing on this side. Now you're going to have both now. You're going to have openim and or makif. Openim or makif. This on the ha. The ha is going to be now openim or makif. This is the Bechina Sheni, Safek Rishon, Babu. Now, but the problem is, Hagam, that these two are going to make Kelim. They're going to have a batosha, they're going to make a keli. So on all three stages, the omakiv of penina, the keli of keseh, and the opening omakiv of keli of chokhma, all the three bechinas are well done, well illustrated. All the bechinas here of atik will be taken from ma, everything it needs. But we're going to have to figure out now that at the end of this ben will be a sag, will be strong for this side. So that's why you're going to need the kesorim of chokhma, the kesorim of ben to come along to help out to make the keli on this side. To be mashvin. So you're gonna have a zivug over here, and that's gonna create the keli. The Mafashim explains, the Batil Gani explains that over here, the all makif will go down and also help out in the keli. So at the end of the day, what do we have over here? We have babu. That means we have two keli makifim. Where are they? One and two. We have two keli chitzoin, keli. We have two or penimi. Where is that? One and two. That's or penimi, and or penimi on the tzadis. And then we have six keli. Where's the six keli? One is created keli. We have two. We have a zivug here, also created keli. We have over here. What do we have? The panim and the achorayim, the keli. And also the panim achorayim the keli to be mashve in order to be mavi shavu b'shavu. So you have six keli, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 keli, two or makif, two or penimi, and two or makifim. Okay. That is this suffix over here. We're going to stop it here. Tashem, we'll try to go over this suffix. And I didn't think we get. Okay.
What's the suffix?
The suffix is.
You haven't said the suffix.
Hey, it's all this.
This is called the suffix. Did this actually happen?
Build it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the suffix?
Is it like this, or like this?
No. There was alternatives.
It's all like this.
We have five. I know it's not.
It's not
Chamishas
Dadim of Earth.
You have two Bechinas, remember, you have two major categories. Did the Makif of Ben come out or not? In the first Bechina, the first Tzad, that the Makif of Ben did not come out, you have two possibilities.
He calls it so.
And then on the second Bechina, you have also three possibilities, and we just discussed one of the three possibilities. Good, okay. The Shem would finish off next time.
Okay, now give it a try.